The Utah-based company Vivint Solar recently announced it will be offering residential installations in Vermont. CEO David Bywater says his company was attracted to Vermont's green policies.
It's always nice to have allies, you know, pushing forward the green agenda and helping just the, you know, the population adopt solar. So I'm actually embarrassed that we weren't there earlier.
The company already has a presence in the region. Vivint is the second largest residential solar installer in Massachusetts and does business in Connecticut and New York and recently expanded into Rhode Island and New Hampshire. And now Vermont. Vermont's a tiny state with a population of just over 600,000. It already has 40 installation companies working here. So at a glance, it may seem strange that national solar companies are coming to the state. But it may simply be that the state's policies to encourage solar development are working.
In 2015, Vermont was, for cumulative solar capacity per capita, was seventh in the country.
That's Sean Gallagher with the Solar Energy Industries Association. He says the residential solar market has been taking off nationally in the last few years. Gallagher says it's being driven by a combination of factors. For one, solar costs have gone down 65% in the last 5 years. And he cites new financing options like leasing that have helped more people access solar.
And then the third thing, as I mentioned, is good state policies, and Vermont's been a leader there. Vermont has a good statewide net metering policy. That's been an important driver.
Net metering rules govern how much credit homes and businesses can bring in for selling their excess solar energy back onto the grid. Vermont recently rewrote its net metering rules. The new policy prioritizes putting solar projects on landfills or brownfields. That means some projects, like building solar in a farm field, will no longer be economically viable. But for homeowners, the economic incentives remain fairly high. And Vermont recently set a lofty goal of having 90% of its energy be from renewable sources by 2050.
And when it comes to renewables, Vermont may be a small state, but it's punching above its weight.
And other national solar companies are taking notice, too. Earlier this year, Sunrun, headquartered in San Francisco, expanded into Vermont. And in 2015, California-based SolarCity started offering residential solar installations in the state. In just a few short years, SolarCity has amassed 1,000 residential customers. James Moore is a co-founder of Vermont-based Sun Common.
I think it's great that other companies are looking to help Vermonters go solar. We welcomed SolarCity when they came into the market. We welcome these other national players. The reality is that we've seen most Vermonters pick a Vermont company to go solar with.
Here, I got you. Yep.
So this is a ground mount system, and it's essentially referred to as a fixed array.
That's Andrew Weibel, a co-owner of Catamount Solar, based in Randolph, Vermont. He says in some ways, larger companies coming into Vermont drive the market for all solar. For one, national companies often have a larger budget for advertising, which helps raise awareness about solar in general, and sometimes sends customers their way.
When they come in, it sort of identifies that we're a local company, and we live here. We want to take care of our community, and I think that differential is actually good for us. The competition drives our market, I think.
Weibel says with Vermont's new net metering rules, many of the commercial projects they used to work on, like putting panels on unproductive farm fields and building community solar projects, are no longer economically viable. So now the company may rely more on the residential market to drive business. And that's where the national companies coming to Vermont, like Vivint and SolarCity, are focusing their efforts, too. But Weibel says Catamount Solar is looking to build a sustainable local economy, and that will appeal to some Vermonters.
Because we're going to be here, and I doubt that a lot of them will be in the future. You know, they'll ride that wave, they'll make their profit, and they'll drive away.
It's not clear if that prediction will come true. The residential market looks good right now, with low prices and regulatory incentives. But the market is volatile, and there's a big storm on the horizon. Companies are closely watching the Trump administration, which could impose tariffs on solar panels coming in from overseas. That would massively drive up the price of solar panels and stall this growing industry. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.